3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing today? This is Alex. You can call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through this day. If you are a new listener to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other listening platforms. If you don't have one of the listening platforms, download it on your devices. Please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a psychologist, I am not a therapist in any way, shape, or form. I'm not a medical professional, I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed, I'm not giving anyone legal advice or medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone, I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. So I'm going to read this post on the subreddit. It is called, "Friend Tried to Match My Boyfriend on Tinder." Let me start reading this post. When I was talking to my boyfriend and unofficial, I used to tell my friends about how I'm seeing a guy I'm so interested in. I have a friend who is very sweet and shy. I'm not that close to her, but she's part of our group of five. Anyway, at that time, my boyfriend didn't know any of my friends, and he was also matching other people. My friend knew I was seeing him since she saw his pictures I shared with them. Every day, she matched him and tried to talk to him knowing he and I were seeing each other, but not yet official. My boyfriend didn't like her, so they never met up. After a month officially dating, I showed him my friend's pictures and he told me he matched her. I feel like she betrayed me since she knew I was seeing him. She could have at least let me know. Instead, she went to pursue him. He showed me all their messages on Tinder. Should I trust her again? She acts very sweet, but I feel like she's being fake. Here are my general thoughts, right? This is the primary example of why we should not let our friends have too much access in our lives. It would be a problem for me to have too much access to my own friends' relationships because at some point in time, the friendship is jeopardized. That's the last thing you want to happen to you and your friendships. I know my friends and their significant others. Do I want too much access in their relationship? I have to say no. We have to keep our personal life intact and protected. You can tell me anything you want. That's how I look at it. I learned that we should not give out too much information because it can cause chaos. Things can escalate, which is not what anyone wants. I've learned the hard way before and I know that I should not be doing it again. When I know about my friends' relationships, I always like to ask general questions. How is everything going with this person? Is everything okay? I don't like to ask too many detailed questions because I feel that's not good to have too much access in the relationship. That's why I don't want people telling me everything at once. And the last thing that I'm afraid to do is to tell people all the details at once. I think that it can be a bad habit. As far as the friend, your friend has revealed her true colors, and for her to set up this Tinder matchup says a lot about her character. She's showing different personalities that didn't make any sense. Directly, she's a positive person. Indirectly, she's a snake and she's untrustworthy. She's thought that she got away with it, but she cannot be scot-free because you caught her red-handed. To be honest with you, it would be a dangerous move to be friends with her again because she was more focused on being attracted to your boyfriend than having a real friendship with you. She was bold enough to jeopardize the friendship and betray you. That's not right. That's being real right here. I noticed the jealousy from your friend maybe because she's tired of being single. In other words, she's looking for a relationship and she's desperate for one. It's a possibility that she's insecure with herself. Another possibility is that she's pleasing a man to be with her. Maybe she's just chasing men who are not interested in her. I can imagine the extreme measures she could have done to mess with your boyfriend other than talking to him. Unfortunately, she went from a friend into the enemy. If I was the friend, then I feel that she could have found someone that's not your boyfriend. It would be better so that the friendship is not jeopardized. She wanted to ruin your relationship with your boyfriend. She could have found somebody that you just don't know at all, and I just felt that she was doing this just because she was very desperate for love and something else. I don't know what else she was trying to achieve, but I find it very suspicious in my eyes. She could have went on Bumble to look for men to date. Why would she attend events to meet new people? Why would she go on a speed date? She could have dated someone who was clean and was not raised to be a cheater at all. If she cared about the friendship, then she would not have set your boyfriend up on Tinder. Overall, she should not have been in contact with your boyfriend in the first place. My thing is that she should not have had your boyfriend's number in the first place. I highly believe that she was being very flirtatious with your boyfriend through text messages, and I believe that happened too many times. Here's something that you should do so that you can be safe. It would be best to cut her out of your life because she showed her true colors. Once you believe her true colors, you should not be friends with her again. It's best to let her go. It's best to let her go through hard times on her own, and she has to learn the hard way. You never know what else she could be doing behind the scenes. Overall, she had to show what was under her sleeves. Eventually, you saw that. I highly believe in karma, and I could see something like this happen to her just because she did not learn from her mistakes. She did not learn how her actions affected you. It's her own fault that she lost you as a friend. Once you cut ties with your friend, then she will not have access to your life, and it will make you a lot happier. In addition, you'll be safe without her just because I don't know what else she could be doing other than what she did with your boyfriend. If I were you, I would not be safe with her in my life again. This may be a hard lesson to learn, but she did not take enough effort to make the friendship work, and that's something that you have to accept. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.